The movie Waiting to Exhale, which has been in theaters for nearly 2 weeks now, is doing tremendous business. The film is not the typical blockbuster. Instead of fast action and special effects, it portrays the lives and relationships of four middle-class black women. So far, Waiting to Exhale has brought in around $36 million, and last weekend it had the best per-screen average of any current film. None of this surprises commentator Karen Grigsby Bates, who is not feeling charitable toward those with power in Hollywood.
Dear movie studio executives, yeah, y'all, fellas, hey, listen, I've read the reviews and heard the commentaries on Waiting to Exhale, and I know your little MBA jaws are dropping on Armani's chests all over Hollywood. Who'd have thunk it, you're marveling to yourselves, as the cash registers continue to go, ka-ching, ka-ching. You guys, after all, are the ones who decided it was time for blaxploitation redux, so you okayed a series of films on ghetto life that has, with few exceptions, given us the same song in a different key for more than 5 years now. The basic elements were always the same. Drugs, prison, black anger, and angst over the mean old white man. The plotline centered on young black men, because they were the demographics you cared about, and the women in these urban epics tended to be sidekicks or afterthoughts. We made our appearances in movies like Straight Outta Brooklyn, New Jack City, and Juice as crack whores, welfare mamas, hookers, with and without hearts of gold. And when we didn't particularly care to pay $7.50 to see ourselves portrayed this way, you wrote us off as a market. What you guys, and I'm using the term advisedly because I know the people who have clout in your industry don't use the ladies' room, fail to recognize is this. The black female audience is the cinema-going equivalent of Spiro Agnew's silent majority. And if you target us with a properly made movie we can relate to, you could end up very rich. Hello, caught your attention that time, didn't I? See, guys, if you did a little scratching below the surface, you'd realize that black women are supporting a number of industries, like fashion and beauty. An economist at the University of Maryland once told me that, proportionately speaking, we more than anyone else buy the top-of-the-line fragrances and cosmetics that help keep many couture houses afloat. We pay top buck to get our hair styled and our nails done. We go out to eat lots, and we buy bunches of books and magazines. Maybe if you knew all this, you'd not have been taken by surprise by Exhale's success. Black women are flocking to it in record numbers precisely because, in the words of one exiting the theater, I finally saw somebody I could relate to, somebody whose life looked kind of like mine. And she was right. Exhale's lead characters were all normal women. Two were single, with good jobs and staff that reported to them. One had a small business she ran successfully, and one was a frustrated housewife whose impending divorce made her finally decide to become captain of her own destiny. As movies go, it wasn't extraordinary. It can't be described as a mocha version of such time-honored classics as The Women, The Letter, or The Little Foxes. But beyond the psychological boost Exhale has given black women, the money it's making should give you guys a tantalizing hint that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Think about it. An ocean of black women moviegoers, many repeat viewers, clutching hot little dollars in their well-manicured hands, just aching to throw them at another honest portrayal of black life. I know this might be a toughie, since your experience with black people is probably limited. Yeah, you play pickup ball in the park sometime with some brothers. Or maybe you exchange high fives with the FedEx guy who services your floor. Or you have seats to the Lakers home games. But guys, these things do not an expert on black folks make. Trust me on this. I can guarantee that if you go back to your desk, ask your assistants and your readers to look again through those stacks of no-go scripts, you'll probably find one or two that you would dismiss because they weren't black enough for you. Think about Exhale again, and think about the money it's going to continue to make, and reread those scripts that address real black life, even though they don't have guns, drugs, or use the F-word constantly. As the usher at my sold-out black theater proudly pointed out over the heads of the surging crowds, they might have had their Million Man March, but this movie is our Million Woman March, and a million times 750 is a lot of money, any way you choose to count it. So, gentlemen, to modify the 92 Clinton campaign staff slogan a bit, is the economics stupid? And that's a lesson even studio executives should be able to absorb.
Karen Grigsby Bates lives in Los Angeles.